He's snappy.
I'm fucking, like, fucking tired. Not to mention, like, I haven't been sleeping.
You should be on mic more, Matt, because we're recording. I strike again.
Oh, God. What?
Macklemore? I've been recording this whole time.
You're a piece of shit. No one likes you, VCR.
That's right. I like me. Oh.
You don't count.
All right, so that was a complete waste of time.
So next podcast, hopefully we'll be doing a video stream, but
that
not this
was not
part.
A complete waste of time. Don't sell yourself short. Right, you just happen to be working with two assholes, that's all.
Wait, one?
If that's mm-hmm. true, I need to have something plugged up then, because you should only have one exhaust port.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, welcome to Three Easy Pieces. I am the Matt in Black. With me, as always, is Bijer.
Hello.
And VCR, very verbal, very creepy, Roger. How are you tonight?
I'm well.
I'm sorry to hear that.
How are you, man?
A little tired. Things been going on in my life.
A little bit of a grumpy puss.
Yeah, dude, I'm just fucking tired. I'm, like, exhausted. It's been a long, exhausting day full of no fats, and it sucks.
So this is the new diet?
Yeah, unfortunately, for right now, until I pass out or die. Anyway, so moving on.
I have to apologize. Oh, I didn't know you were doing a diet thing, and I talked about, like, all kinds of, like...
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
No, that's why I was like, you fucking cocksucker.
See, I didn't know.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
You're like the guy who, you know, just had somebody die from cancer while, you know, some asshole in the room is telling, like, some great, you know, joke about how funny cancer is.
Oh, no, man. It's but I would be one of those guys who appreciates something like that. You're like, yes, perfectly timed, sir.
I remember one time I told somebody a mother joke and their mother had just passed away, like, the week.
Oh,
it was just like the week
before. It's happened to me so many times. I remember one time there was this, I show up to work and everybody's like all, and I was like, hey, dude, did somebody die? And everybody was like, yes. And I was like, oh, so who is it? You know, and then
I know him.
What is it? And actually our show, we had a person who just had an abortion. What is it?
So this was...
Yeah, okay. She had an abortion and she had a woman okay, and she hadn't she hadn't really dealt with it. And so she regretted it. She comes to the show and one of the things she sees is the abortion shower, which is a baby shower that takes place after an abortion, which is hilarious, by the way. Very well written.
That sounds very classy. That sounds like the classiest of
jokes.
Oh,
man. It was, dude. Either way, it was creative. It was funny. We had a lot of good stuff in there. But, like, that kind of stuff.
She
happened.
Was a nasty woman. Mm.
Yeah.
What anyway. Was that?
Yeah, so, it happened. So, what is it? My piece today, if I could talk about it. And, I you know, what is it? And the only reason I bring it up is because it's actually happened today. And it's one of those stupid ass fucking things, but I always love when you run into somebody who you know is just doing all right, but they feel this need to tell you, like, oh, dude, I can't believe you lived this life because my life is just about to turn better, man. And I was like, oh, dude, what's going on, man? What's going on with you? And he's like, dude, I'm going to be working at BMW. And I was like, oh, good, man. Hey, stressful time, sales is stress.
Oh, yeah, this is very,
like,
bad.
Do you even know what my first paycheck's gonna be this, then I got a bonus, and then I got a this, and I was just like, dude, we both know that there's gonna be. I used to work in sales. It's like, dude, there's plenty of fucking time. You're
what
full
is,
of shit.
What is the movie with Alec Baldwin and the coffees for closers?
Glengarry Glen Ross,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude, like that. I think for me,
do you know that was? Do you know that
sales? Yeah, no shit.
You know that's not in the original play. You know, cause
the coffees,
like,
for closers.
Yeah,
that's probably like an actual Alec Baldwin.
Yes,
line.
It was Alec Baldwin improvised. Okay,
so two can play at this game, sir.
He came up with that line, and it was so good that David Mamet added it into the play afterwards.
Yeah.
David Mamet. This
not gay, by the way. He has a daughter.
I don't know his name. You say David Mamet. Hey, what's going on? I'm David Mamet over here. I can tell you some stories or two.
He's an old-timey
I don't know.
I thought his name was Mammoth for the longest time. Seriously.
Well, you see,
I thought,
that
like,
makes
that's
more sense. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
He's a mammoth?
He's a mammoth.
He's the not only is he a very prolific American playwright, but he is also a
large pachyderm.
Formerly extinct hairy large pachyderm. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's Mammoth, damn it.
Mammoth, damn it.
Anyway, what is it? But this isn't the first time in my life.
Is there a terminology for this? Because I really wish there was. Like, is it up talking yourself or like upselling yourself? I mean, what do you call it?
There has to be, and especially if you don't enjoy it or you're like not like happy for the person. Like,
well, okay, I think there's a difference between somebody who's got like they're really happy about something that happened recently to them, and so they want to share it with you. Okay, so that's one thing. But then there's somebody who's like, I got to roll it all out now and talk about this.
Yeah.
Let me talk you about how great I am and how great I smell.
It's not even
how great this is.
Great, dude, because I've dealt with it so much in my life, especially because of my line of work. Everybody always that works around me either becomes like a CEO or something like that and or a cop or something like that. And they're always like, man, once I do this, this is going to happen. And it's like, dude, I know how you work now and it's not going to work out. Like, you'll make it through some of that. You might even make
okay.
it all the way to trading. But
okay, I like that. In the vein of that, I love it when somebody says they want to do something and you know them so well that you know they can never accomplish it. Mm. And I mean, I'm not talking about like, yeah, I'm going to become a phlebotomist. Like, yeah, you could do that. You could draw blood, not right. like destroy veins. I'm talking about like when somebody's like, I want to be a veterinarian. You're like, no.
You want to take care of lives? I mean, you want to take care of lives, bro? You sure? You know, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think on the one hand, veterinarians like must be fucking awesome because they don't like they're not just doctors for one fucking animal, like, you know.
Oh yeah,
simple fucking, you know,
it's like
MDs.
Some Star Trek like
they're like
shit.
A fucking doctor for every animal,
dude. No, they're awesome because, dude, they got, I'm telling you right now,
but,
I've never,
you know,
met a veterinarian who hates
talk.
His job.
Oh no. Yeah, well, I don't think so. I mean,
dude, I've bought one and the doctor's like, what's up? What do you want? I'm talking veterinarians.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
always
totally.
Like, where's this patient? Oh, this is the sweetest patient. Look at the sweetest patient. And I'm just like, oh, we're going to have to put you down. We're going to put you down.
No, but yeah, you see, you missed the other side of it. Is when
I'm going to cut your balls off.
They put down dogs left and motherfucking right. And there you know that.
If I was a vet, I would have a jar of all the dog testicles.
Oh my God.
I would just keep them in a big formaldehyde jar, all the testicles, and be like, have you seen my ball jar?
You see over there?
And that's why he is very verbal and very creepy.
My jar balls.
My jar balls. And David Mamet says he's got a jar balls. Yeah, he wants you to look at.
I'd have the jar with like Great Dane balls, and then I have the jar with Chihuahua balls.
Oh, you would subdivide them.
Yeah, well, I'd have like most of them just, most of the dogs just thrown in one big. I'd have most of them thrown in one big bucket
uh-huh.
or one big jar.
Right.
But then like the special ones, like Great Dane or right. like a Wolfhound, they're going to be huge.
I don't suspect the variance in size is going to be all that great.
From a Great Dane to a
it's
Chihuahua.
It's going to be huge.
Are you telling me that a Great Dane and a Chihuahua have the same
size
balls?
Well, no, I guess I could see that. I could see them being
I'm David Mamet.
I just would have them there for comparison.
Well, I'm thinking of like when I had rats, and have you ever seen the balls on like a pet rat?
Dude, they're pretty
they're
low hangers. Yeah.
Humongous.
Yeah, they're big balls.
Humongous.
On them.
And like the vulva on like a female rat.
Okay, you're
gross.
A fucking pervert.
Fuck
you.
What?
Fuck.
Are you saying you could fuck a rat?
You.
No, I'm just saying that that's
I'm
not
saying.
Like.
You ever see when the soap go down the butt crack though? You know what I'm saying though? You know what I mean? What the fuck? Where do you go?
I don't have rats.
Where do you go? You know, I see you one time a motherfucking week, dude. I got no clue where you are the rest, man. Damn it.
So, I've been working.
So, I understand that ground up dog testicles are good for prostate.
Swollen prostate. What? No.
That sounds like a...
Yeah.
You go into like a
it's
shop where like, they got like the little... the apothecary shop where they got like the little drawers. Oh, rhino horn. It's very good for...
Dog testicle. Very
you know,
good.
I got to say that... wait, can I pause this? Can I get real? For 1 second.
Oh God, real?
So a moment like right before I was gonna do a voice for the apothecary shop guy, like I was gonna go Asian. And I didn't, and it's like I didn't want to go there and be the guy who's like, oh, of course, the one selling like ground up dog balls, of course he's Asian.
Oh,
you know
want
mean?
Chinese
see?
Remedy.
I tell you right now, use these dog balls. They are so good for your prostate.
I wouldn't buy dog balls from that guy.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I wouldn't buy dog balls from that
no,
guy.
No, but you go an Asian guy who knows? Hell yeah, you gotta go.
Dude, I bought into the hype. Like, is that okay? Is it racist that I'm just saying, in China,
okay. If you're sick, you have two choices. You can go to a real doctor. I said real doctor.
Right.
Or you can go to a traditional Chinese medicine doctor.
Not a real doctor.
Yeah, not a real doctor. They're like the chiropractor. Like here in the United States, we have chiropractors.
Oh, God. Don't even get started. I'm not allowed to talk
about that. But I like my dog testicles.
Did your mom marry a chiropractor?
No, no. My wife wanted to go see a chiropractor, and I was resistant to it. And she, had a car accident, and she was in pain. And boil it down to, I was typical male insensitivity because I'm a non-believer in chiropractory.
Yeah, because it's not real. It's not real.
It's yoga with a guy helping you do it or something.
No, it's a guy that just pervs on chicks and rubs their backs. That's it.
Hells to the cracks their backs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, recently a like C-list starlet, she just died. She had a stroke, and the cause of it was the chiropractor.
Chiropractory?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, not real.
Broke something loose in his neck or in her neck, and it like, you know, blood clot to the brain.
Yeah.
Boom. Well, that's
you know the thing is too, chiropractors can call themselves doctors because when doctors were fighting for the right to like call themselves doctors and no one else could, and the medical board was setting themselves up, chiropractor was around and they fought just as adamantly to also get called doctors. So you can go to a 7-week course and be called a doctor legally.
I am in like sin. Fuck to the yeah. I want to be a doctor. I could get it put on my license.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I often wanted to send money to like, you know, one of the mail away buy a diploma.
Oh, diploma thing. Mills, yeah.
Like a doctorate. You know, I mean, I'd get it in some bullshit thing. That way, you know, that way I wouldn't be tempted to actually try it legitimately.
Beezerology.
Like laser fighting in space or something?
Ooh, a doctor of laser fighting? Yes.
I'm in.
You have to understand there's a science behind it all.
Bezier Taylor, PhD, doctor of laser fightology.
I thought you were going to go with your German doctor, but wow.
Oh.
It's been a while.
You know.
It's been the virus since you've gone.
I think I learned my lesson and I won't. Actually, I know. I won't go back to the German well.
Fair enough.
Because they poison it for the Jews.
So either way, do you guys ever have anybody in your life that is like, dude, bro, I just had sex with 10 women, or like, I got the best thing in the world happened to me.
Yeah, that's me all the time.
You know, to be honest, I work with people who are at least my age or older, and there's not really a lot of that.
Yeah, you said the deep dickin' people, right?
The deep dickin' people?
The people that needed the deep dickin', some of the people.
I didn't say that.
he said they're deeply into Dickens. They really enjoy the works of Charles Dickens.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. I got the wrong coworkers. I'm sorry. I know another Beezer who looks just like you. I call him Seamus.
Seamus.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't even know where I was going with that.
I don't know. You said you work with a lot of 35-year-old people.
At least. Oh, I'm flattered that you think I'm 35 years old. So anyway, yeah, I don't really get, there's not a lot of braggartry. I don't know if it's just the particular people that I'm around. But like I said, ever since I got off social media, I'm not really exposed to it.
Oh, yeah, you're like that old hermit. Almost, you live in a city of many,
I just don't,
but he doesn't know many.
Yeah, no,
here's Matt, who just set up his Facebook like a year ago.
Yeah, I know, he's let me tell you about the sociology.
And it's everything that I thought it was, dude. It's like straight out, not important, fucking like, look, guys, it's me in front of a place. Look at what I'm eating. It's never like, hey, man.
I want Matt to narrate my Facebook from now on. Look, I bought pasta.
Dude, yours is, look, I took another picture of me from the side.
I would actually get back on social media.
Is that an app? We need to make this into a plugin. It's like Matt narrates your Facebook. It's like, look, pasta. Look, I'm at the fair. It's just like,
look, everybody. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
I'm in. Okay, this is the new app. Beezer, we got to set this up.
Actually, it's a really good app. You know what we could do is Matt can quit his job, and his requirement will be just to sit around
and narrate
and just like randomly say shit, and the algorithm will take and just like deploy his recorded little voice pearls of wisdom, and they'll just throw it into your ears. So essentially, you'll have pearls of wisdom from Matt.
I like Mongolian beef.
I'm in New York. No one's ever been here.
Not these other 12 million people.
Let me take a bunch of pictures in New York. Look, It's this one place that no one's ever been.
Look, the beach.
The beach. Yeah. Statue of Liberty, everybody. Boopity boppity boop.
I like it for girls. You'd be like, look, my legs.
if this is like a navigation thing, can we have a special mode? Oh. So if you ever get pulled over, like, you'll actually get the assholes in trouble. So it's like, you know, so the car is pulled over, but, you know, navigation by Maddie is still running. And the cop comes up to the car and they're like, can I see your license and registration? Don't tell them about the dead body in the back.
Yeah, dude, I did that.
I hope you did all that blow.
I did that one time to a cop about, I said, like, well, I do have a dead hooker in the trunk, but this is like, this was, okay. This was, I wasn't even pulled over, and some cop was talking.
Were you like driving down the
freeway? No, no, I was like, going to my car.
I got a dead hooker.
And I was like, hey, how's it going? He's like, hey, I don't know. Like, we had an exchange, and he goes, I hope something about like trouble. And I was like, oh, I'm not getting any trouble. Oh, unless you got that dead hooker in my trunk.
do you remember in high school when you like, well, like, everyone's trying to go somewhere, and you know, your car only seats so many people, so one person has to ride in the trunk? I had that situation happen. And so, like, I had four people in the back seat, and I had this girl in the trunk. And we got pulled over by the cops. Mm. And my friend thought it was hilarious to be like, don't tell him about the hooker in the trunk. the police officer, I'm going to have to see inside your truck. And I'm like, oh. Luckily, though, when he opened it and the girl popped out, she knew the officer. She was just like, hey. It was
God
like,
damn it, Brenda. Can't go riding around in everybody's trunk.
It was like her.
How many times have I told you?
It was her uncle or something.
A good place
like,
to be.
It was like her uncle, or he married her aunt or cousin or some bullshit. And he was just like, oh, you kids, just get out of here. Don't let me see you again.
Uncle, aunt, cousin, don't be giving me a ticket.
No, these were Mexicans. So, tío, aunt, cousin. Tío, aunt, primo. Tío, tía.
That's really good. You do that well.
You do it really well, but I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. So, Matt's Hispanic.
Am I?
What? When? When that happened?
It was
that
like
a
thing that we...
Unless I'm around a lot of Hispanic people.
No. It's one of my favorite Matty jokes is the making the comment about him being possibly Hispanic.
Dude, everybody... Dude, I get it all the time.
No, Matt just panics. It's not a Hispanic. He just panics.
But let me tell you, the other day I was in this neighborhood... And I see this big fucking Mexican dude walking across the street.
So then you were Hispanic at that moment.
No. I could totally tell I stuck out like a sore thumb. Pasty, white, fat boy. Probably where he shouldn't be, right?
Right.
Well, this guy is walking, he's walking like on the sidewalk, and he just kind of disappears in the distance, crosses the street, gets on the sidewalk that I'm on, and starts walking towards me. I'm talking to somebody, bumps into me on purpose just to like, boom. And I was like, oh, hey, excuse me. And then you could tell he was just like, oh, I was expecting him to say something like, hey,
turf war. Well,
and then he kind of like,
it's a race war.
He like brushed his hair back and I was like, oh, maybe he didn't see me. Sorry about that, bro. And he just like,
so he just like, just gave
so I did
Canada.
The ultra like, oh, all right, man, my bad. Mom, all right.
Like, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. I almost ran into you. Yeah. Can I take you out to lunch for that? Maybe buy a couple of beers.
I like the cut of your jib, pal. Look at that. What is that, a 40? I love those. Back in the
Maybe
day,
we'll be best friends. We'll be the best of friends.
Okay,
the
who actually knows what a jib is?
I don't actually that word in polite company because
I know what a jib is.
Oh, what?
Because I was a sailor.
That's true.
It's the front sail of a ship. And by saying that, you say you don't like the cut of a front sail of a ship because warships had a different cut. I don't like the cut of the jib.
Thank you. That was like a straight up knowledge bomb you just dropped on.
I had to know that. Like, see, when you're in the Navy and you take an advancement test, they make you have to have a certain amount of naval warfare history. So I would just stock up on that stupid bullshit because I love that stuff. And so then I would just destroy the naval history section. So I'm like, boom, easy points, boom, boom, boom. And then I knew my job shit. I was like, boom, 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 boom. And then the basic military stuff, But then like, you know, just destroy those fucking advancement tests every time. Like, I put on rank. I went from E1 to E5 in 2 years in 2 months, which is, like, almost a record. Wow.
Do you think that the military would have been a lot more fun if when you go to do advancement tests, it would have been, like, more like Jeopardy? You know, like if
I could have done that too.
You know, would have been there. Like you have to win.
Or a double dare where you get a little messy if you don't know the answer.
That's the Marine soldier.
No, that is crossing the line, which is that certificate I have on the wall, which is when you cross the equator, you have to go through a hazing ritual in which you get to.
Oh, is that what those are?
Yeah, those are my certificate. I've got Order of the Ditch too, which is going through the Panama Canal.
Electric Boogaloo?
No, it's just Navy.
He meant, Order of the Ditch as well. I see who you messed up there.
Whoa, wait,
yeah, this guy.
I've been through the Panama Canal 5 times.
How long does that take?
It takes an entire night because you have to go through the locks.
So they raise you up. And they
it's kind of cool because like you just go up and you just feel yourself going up the entire time. You get a little oogie feeling in your stomach. It's kind of neat.
So what's your piece there, Beezer? Or do you want to go?
Well, no, I actually had one more question for Mr. Navy. What was the most braggadocious of naval ships?
Braggadocious!
I was bringing it back to Maddie's.
Braggadocious?
Subject.
Like
braggadocious!
Like if any of the naval classic ships out of naval history like would talk itself up the most, which one would it be? Like a Nimitz class?
Wouldn't that make it?
Oh, no, like the badass ship when I was in it. They got one that's cooler now, and I don't know what it's called. I don't know the deets. Mm-hmm. I don't know the details, but it's the Arleigh Burke class. That was the badass ship when I was in the Navy.
Oh. Arleigh Burke.
Arleigh Burke.
Oh,
he was Arleigh Burke gets the worm. Whoa.
He was an admiral in the Navy.
Arleigh Burke gets the worm, you see?
Then he was the secretary of the Navy.
Mammoth.
And then when he died, they decided to name this class after him. Had the Spy 1 Delta radar, had tomahawks. I mean, this thing was a fucking war machine.
So it had a bunch of Native Americans who would stand up on the deck and throw
arcade. See, now that's where you get racist again, Beezer.
What?
Why do you assume because it's a tomahawk? Native American related.
I just thought that we were deploying strategic scalping in, like, the Gulf.
See, you're racist. Look at
They're just surface. They're just surface-to-surface missiles that can, like, go, like...
They're guided.
Really? Thousands of feet, thousands of miles. Yeah.
The original drone before we had drones.
So
my subject.
Your piece?
I wanted to talk about synthesizers. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
So I got to say, I've always loved the sound of synthesizers, but my love for synthesizers was reaffirmed recently from a documentary on Netflix called I Dream of Wires. Strongly recommend it. It was really good.
Did it have what's his name? God damn it, my brain. What's that?
It had the thing I learned most from it, and I'm like jumping ahead. I'm blowing the lead here. But like the thing I learned is that like really there were two schools of thought originally. There was like West Coast synthesizers in America, and there was East Coast synthesizers.
Okay.
And so on the East Coast, you had Moog. Right.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which I mean, when you think about like synthesizers, like I think about Rush, which was like early on my favorite. Like you know when I go to, you know, gosh. Tom Sawyer. Oh man, the sound of that Moog just like ripping. Oh man, that's the
Moog.
Best. The Moog.
The Moog.
So you know Robert Moog, he like was the dude who hooked up a fucking keyboard to his. Modular synthesizers, and so you had like musicians could actually play a keyboard. Whereas on the West Coast, this guy Buchla, he didn't have a traditional musical like interface to it.
Did they talk about Bruce Hack at all?
Probably. I really don't.
Bruce Hack is like one of my
favorite. I love the documentary, but I don't think I remember all that.
Electric Lucifer is an awesome album. He did this in the 60s.
Wendy Carlos.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, like,
she did a lot of Disney stuff.
Wendy.
Tron and no, yeah. I mean, the Tron soundtrack. And she also did The Shining, The Shinin.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
Do it to it.
No, I know Wendy Carlos.
What about, right?
No, I have no clue what the fuck.
Also transgendered.
Yes, yeah. Because she was originally a he named, and it was switched on Bob.
Thomas Frederick.
No, it was also a W, I think.
Oh,
Wendell?
Thomas Wendell.
That'd be weird.
Frederick.
That's always weird. Like, just pick a new name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't, like, I used to be Michael, now I'm Michelle.
It's easy to remember, maybe, so you don't, like, you know, slip back into.
I guess it is easier, but I just go
it's
on.
It's a mnemonic device.
It's cool. The new Jan Brandy.
I would, you know, I would just, if I knew a transgender, I would, and I knew them as a different, I'd be weirded out if I had to call them by a different. Can I just call you Mike?
Yeah, but I mean it's don't you own your own identity, and can't you tell people like hey I insist
the
like
only thing you own is your opinion.
Yeah, well, I'd be like, yo.
So keep it to yourself.
Mikey, I know you're a chick, but you're still Mikey.
You know, no, okay, right? But like, what if I didn't...
I'm just going to call you Mikey with boobs.
What if I didn't want to use my name Bijou anymore? I'm like, okay, I don't really like this name anymore. You know, it's always bothered me because it's like weird.
Then you're douchebag.
Just call me, you know, Senior Douchebag, because that's really who I am.
My favorite is Down Periscope, where the guy's name is Nitro, and he's like, I'm thinking about picking a nickname. Thinking about going with Mike.
Oh, come on. That was an easy joke. That was so full of those easy
The most accurate Navy movie, in my opinion, is Down Periscope. Yep. That was the closest thing
Kelsey
to
Grammer.
That was the closest thing to my, and it had Kelsey a Rob Grammer. Schneider.
Yeah.
And it basically personified my Navy experience. Because there was a lot of jacking around and a lot of stupid stuff. And I was on a broke dick ship. Because like the whole thing was that they were on a diesel submarine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a surface-to-air missile cruiser, which, what are we going to shoot down? Who were we fighting in the last 20 years that had...
Like surface-to-air missiles?
That had an air threat.
Right.
Was Afghanistan going to, like, fucking fly magic carpets at us? I mean, Iraq? We sold them all their shit, like, 20 years ago.
If they could have, that would have been awesome.
They should have went with the flying carpets, but
shoulda, woulda, coulda, but didn't.
So to bring it back to
synthesizers.
So
we are
dirty
to engage D-turdy. The two of yous. Like, you know, part of the pushback originally with synthesizers, shit. And I mean, I think continuing it is like some people like say like, oh, well, that's not real music because it's, you know, it's a computer making a weird noise, or, you know, it's a...
I have to admit, at one point when I was at my Iron Maiden, like when I really was into Iron Maiden, I was like, gee, no, well, at first they didn't really add synthesizers until like Seventh Son of the Seventh Son,
Seventh
album or something like that. So they didn't have any of that shit. So I was like, see, you don't need none of that fucking shit. And then, of course, you know, when you're young, for some reason, music is an identity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, you're like, no, you don't understand. I don't listen to rap. Even though you listen to a rap jam and you're just like, dude, that fucking beat is sick. You know what I mean? And then like the hook is fucking awesome. Why can't I just admit to people I like, you know, I like that fucking song. You know what I mean? So it becomes your bullshit identity. And then you start like, you know, of course, then they had like that Seventh Son, you know, album that had keyboards all over it. Then I was like, okay, I guess like, they know what they're talking about. I guess, I mean, and then, of course, you start like broadening your horizons at some point. And then I'm just like, dude, I'm listening to The Cure, The Fucking Smiths. I'm listening to fucking all kinds of shit. You know, I mean, you still have some weird tastes. And
feel safe in my car. In cars.
Oh, fucking Gary Newman. I love Gary Newman. Oh, love me. You know,
he was a punk rocker.
And
then he found a synthesizer when he was in the studio.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, they talk about that in the documentary, actually. And he's in the documentary and he talks about like how like it was it changed his life. Like they had and he like played it and he's like, no, fuck everything else.
Speaking of people that were really into synthesizers, recently Peter
Gabriel?
No.
Rabbit?
No.
Principal?
Shit. The person that did You Spin Me Right Round Like a Record
Player.
Peter, oh shit.
O'Toole. Richardson.
No. They died recently.
Oh, I think I saw that the other day.
Pete Byrne recently died.
Pete Byrne really died.
Yeah. Pete Byrne.
Well, it was a long time to live with it.
Well, you know, they were also transgendered.
Well, that's not a surprise. You ever watch that video?
Yeah.
You know, it's totally.
Oh, come on. Like that time in the 80s, right when MTV was kicking off. I mean, Flock of Seagulls. I mean, all that shit was, androgyny was high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking Twisted Poison. Sister. I mean, do you remember Poison?
Twisted Sister.
Dude, Twisted Sister had like lipstick and shit on.
Oh, yeah. Poison. They all look like girls. Like, I remember a buddy of mine at school, like he bought the cassette for the first Poison album because he thought they were a bunch of hot chicks.
How old are you, Beezer?
That was in elementary school.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty old there, buddy. So,
is that old? Poison?
Poison's old, dude.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's been like, what, 30 years?
Well, I'm not saying it's not old.
It's pretty old.
I
know Poison, but I mean, I admit the fact that I grew up like I was born in 79, so I grew up right when the 80s began.
Right. Well, like Poison was like 89.
Yeah.
88, 89.
Okay, well, that was the original Batman. That's a long fucking time ago.
Yeah, it was. It was. I watched it the other day. It doesn't hold up.
Dude, fuck you. Michael Keaton so is the shit in that movie.
Your friend thought that that girl was Poison?
Poison! I don't, I think that's a different band, dude.
I think that BBD actually held up longer than Poison did. Yeah. Well, no, that's not true. I think that Every Rose Has Its Thorn is still a classic song.
Tragically.
I think I could probably sing it right now if you guys want me to. No. You ready for it?
No. All
right,
let's do it.
We're both lost, silent, and still in the dead of the night.
You bang your wife to this shit, don't
and
you?
No, we're both
that's
lost,
what's fucking
together. We feel see, I didn't actually say
something
the
words. I did, something I said.
Words not come out right.
You love this fucking song.
There
you're
are
a
no
liar.
Synthesizers in that song.
I know, but
see,
tell
I'm
me you love. You are
I do
a lot.
Love that song. I okay. don't. I don't. I don't. I don't have to pretend I don't. I do.
You know.
I know, but you didn't say it at first. You. I just happen to know the words. I just.
Oh, of course, I know the words. I love.
Okay.
The song.
I got to bring something up though that I'm more familiar with. But there is now this new class of people that do not like digital synthesizers. They only like the analog synthesizers.
Oh no, I love that analogs are coming back. I love that. It's this whole like bespoke like you know thing where like now people are doing their own.
Well, there's
you know,
there's someone like Bruce Hack who built all his equipment.
Right.
Like if he wanted a sound, he sat there at a bench building it.
Right.
And
with,
like,
with an oscilloscope and just tuning it and tuning.
Not
and
even
tuning
with
it.
An oscilloscope. The man was a fucking genius. He was like the Les Paul of like fucking. Synthesizers, because if he wanted a sound, he would have to picture it in his head, and he would like design the circuit.
That's amazing.
And he never had that type of shit. I mean, he was doing this stuff when he was a kid.
No, that's cool and all, but I really hate when people are like, "Oh no, you listen to tapes, you know, I listen to records, it's pure sound." It's just like, dude, eat some shit. I just want to listen to a song. I don't care how I listen to it. I just want to, you know, listen to it, be happy. Okay, like
I love vintage electronics. But there are certain limitations to them, and
yeah,
I
well,
like the
cost
digital
for one thing. And well, like, and the then, fact that you could like easily, you know, you could do a like a for example, you could make a very cheap MIDI controller now with like you know just a like sub $50 parts.
Why make it when you can buy one for $25?
Right, exactly. Like or yeah, it's so cheap to get these printed, you know, PCB, you know, cobbled.
You can go to you can go to fucking like, Guitar Center and buy one for $20.
Yeah, but well, I mean, it's. I think that there's a resurgence and I guess an appreciation for the craftsmanship that went into to producing the analog sense of the time. And I mean, I think that people also like the visceral like action of like, you know, jamming the fucking, you know, quarter inch plugs into the different like ports. And, you know, it's fucking analog. It's, you know,
it's awesome. Fun. Yeah.
You feel like Edgar Winter, you know, it's
I like tubes. Don't get me wrong. I love tube amps. I think they're great, but I can do without them. I like a good D-class amplifier. I mean, you know, most of those tubes are AB. They're very, like, energy inefficient. I like a good D-class amplifier. It sounds true. It's got a good range to it. It's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard. I don't have great hearing, so I don't really hear that warm sound that people like. And or they say that, like, oh, well, yeah, tubes sound better. Can't you hear the difference? No, I can't. You know, vinyl sounds better. Can't you hear the difference? No, I can't. You know, I mean, it's just.
Dude, I know, but at some point there's a halo effect there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're all familiar with the halo effect.
That's when you have one of those round things around your head. Yeah.
No, it's when you wait for the guy to regenerate and respawn and you shoot him.
Oh, right. And then after you shoot him, you stand over him and crouch a bunch of times, right?
No, yeah. You basically sweet talk yourself into thinking at some point you're listening to something better than you.
Or after you make a decision, you like you go back and sell the decision to yourself. Like, you know, the person who bets on the horse, like they did a study where it's like before they looked at these horses and they said, oh, how do you feel about these different horses in this horse race? And they kind of were lukewarm. But then after they bet, like they suddenly think like their horse is definitely
that's
a surefire
one. That's
one,
the
yeah.
one.
So, yeah, I didn't know that was called a halo effect, but.
Yeah, it's like it's well, like, I mean, what is it? It's usually for sales where you're just like you try to like, hey, man, we wanted to give you this. This is what you want. Right. And then you fucking, you know, and they're like, yeah, yeah. And then you like, here, listen, dude, can you hear every instrument? Can you hear
I totally
it? Hear
it.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Amazing.
And so you just like suggest it to them to the fact that they're like, they're even sell their friends on it. Like, no, dude, listen, I don't have the other speakers here, but you could tell, man.
No, hey, man, listen to this. If you actually listen on these speakers, you can actually hear the artistic intention.
The magnets are aged. So the.
At one point, I remember like,
vintage speakers.
I remember hearing somewhere in history where they were actually exchanging. like flowers, like roses. They were so rare or something like that as currency. Mm-hmm. And like people, you know, it got to the point where, I mean, this is a while ago, and don't quote me. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about half the time. But at some point, some guy was just like, dude, it's just a fucking flower. And everybody was like,
You broke the economy.
Tulips. Tulip bulbs were like millions.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like, dude, it's just a fucking plant. And everybody was like, oh God.
What have we been doing?
What the hell?
What have I been doing with my life?
You know what I mean? It's just like, it's kind of like how culture works nowadays. Like, some guy buys a leather jacket. Man, this is what's in. I'm the first guy to buy it. Yeah.
It's like the Kanye.
And then everybody's like, oh, dude, that jacket's the best thing I've ever seen. Dude, look, you know? Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
No, like Kanye wore the, dressed like a bag lady. And then, like, everybody was like, oh, yeah,
It's derelict.
Although, like, by saying that, I realize now that, like, that is actually an external expression of, like, how fucking old I'm getting. It's like, oh, look at these stars and the way they dress.
No, I know. But, dude, there's plenty of times where I'd look at people and like, what the fuck is going on?
No, I can own up to it. I mean,
when you watch heavy metal, like, you're used to seeing guys in tight pants, but at the same time, you're kind of like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
What are they doing?
I mean, that's what... I mean, I remember listening to, much like you, Iron Maiden and Metallica and Megadeth in my youth. And like, I enjoyed the music more. I mean, I remember having the experience of seeing, like, the cover of, like, one of these albums and thinking, oh, this must be so hardcore. It's like a zombie on it. And he's, like, you know, kicking some ass and, you know, all this stuff.
Oh,
and you go and listen to it. And it's just good music. It's a little heavy, but it's just good music. But then you, like, see, like, you know... Dave Mustaine with his long hair wearing the tight pants and like, you know.
Oh, didn't somebody in Megadeth recently die?
Oh, no, I hope
Please
not.
Let it be Dave Mustaine.
Oh, he's never going to die. He's preserved.
Yeah, I think someone
Have
in
Megadeth. Have you seen Rax, you know, what is it, Axl Rose lately?
He's like a blimp,
he's
right?
He's huge.
He's a big old fat person.
He's a big old fat girl. Wasn't he a big old fat girl?
Nick Menza. Nick Menza, the drummer, died.
No.
Oh, yeah. Who gives a shit? Actually, he was a nice guy. I don't know. I never met him.
I saw him in concert once. The bass player is awesome. And Mustaine, yeah. I mean, Mustaine is a very talented guitarist.
But he's a dick.
But he doesn't play synthesizers.
No, he doesn't.
That I know of.
Okay.
I don't want to hog up anymore. So let me end this because I wanted to pull a Roger and like do a survey.
Oh,
so
God.
If you had to pick your best, your most... Pick a song right now that in your head, like you say, I love the synthesizers in that song. Pick one.
Electric Lucifer from Bruce Hack.
Okay.
I already know.
I don't know. The original theme song to Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Okay. Okay.
There's a lot of synth in that.
Yeah. Intro to Doctor Who is a classic.
Yeah, that was the BBC radiophonic... studio that they had
it worked a long time like cutting and recutting that to like actually produce that song.
The noise that the TARDIS makes is actually a string on a piano, and they take a screwdriver and just go and they just slide it back and forth, and that's all it was.
Fascinating. I'm sorry, I hate Doctor Who.
Well, they had a studio, and they had all these musical instruments that they used to like build other instruments. And so they had broken pianos, and they just took a string out, and they would sample stuff on tape and then play it, slow it down, do shit. And that's how they would do things. Like, it was very like dub. There was before dubstep is what it is now. They used to just call that dubstep, where you dub something and play it several times, slow it down.
Well, dub from reggae, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was like influenced in reggae.
And it was influenced by early British
people. So it was like the sampling of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where
early
dubs.
Samples.
Fascinating.
So my particular song would be Subdivisions by Rush from the album Signals. Fantastic song.
And now I can die knowing that.
You fucking go listen. You better.
No, I said die knowing that.
No, you will die.
Do you know that Rush was
inevitable.
Rush was the inspiration for me making my electric kazoo. Because they have an electric jug.
He actually does
have
an electric kazoo.
Yeah, they play an electric jug.
In which, what album?
I don't know, but my friend was like, hey, Rush made an electric jug. And my friend was like, I bet you could electrify
it. Rush Limbaugh? No.
No.
You sure? Okay.
Why doesn't he play
Rush
songs?
His lesser-known brother, Rush Limbaugh.
Why would his last name be different if he's a
because
brother?
It's his evil brother.
Do you understand
who comes from
his work?
Do you know brothers work?
He comes from another planet.
Matt.
Called.
It's not working.
Called, not in a hurry, Limbaugh.
Hurry. Put it back in the workshop. No. Just okay. Bring it back.
All right.
Put it back on the
I'm just going to go back into my cave.
It's okay.
All right.
All right.
Hey, these fishes are mine outside this cave. They're mine. Don't touch the fish.
I won't touch
what?
The fish.
All right. I'll be back.
Hey, Matt, can I have these fish?
Leave the fish alone. They're mine.
All right. My turn.
Do it.
I want to talk about light.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I think Bijou will like this. I want to talk about man-made light.
Okay.
Man-made light.
Okay, so.
Is it man-made?
I'm going to talk about just generally electrified stuff.
Some bust some photons
okay.
on us.
Well, okay. Then I guess it will be in my cave. You guys enjoy.
Aww. Okay, so incandescent or traditional light bulbs
right.
produce 80% heat, 20% light.
Right.
So you screw in a light bulb, 60-watt light bulb. That thing is putting out 80% heat. That's why you can't touch it. It's hot. And 20% light.
Unless you're me, and I always insist on, even if I want to change the light bulb and it's been on for a while, I'll still fucking
sit
there and be stubborn as hell. And
it's like when the brownies are done.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to eat some of them fucking brownies. Yeah.
When the pizza's
out of the
oven,
of my mouth.
I will fucking eat that pizza when I'm fucking ready to eat it.
Yeah, fuck that DiGiorno. Like, it says wait 5 minutes. Fuck
it's
you, DiGiorno.
It's DiGiorno. It's called burning the roof of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. See, my wife doesn't get that. She's always like, what is the problem? What are you doing?
That's why don't I just eat it cold? Why don't we just fucking cut it into pieces when we pull it out of the fucking freezer?
Because like,
why don't we just eat it like that, huh? Like a bunch of fucking animals.
Because frozen pizza tastes like the burn inside of your mouth, right? Because that's what a frozen pizza tastes like. So that's the only thing I know about. Okay, so a fluorescent or compact fluorescent also uses
CFL.
Yeah, CFL. You can call it CFL, or a fluorescent light is 60-40, so 60% light, 40% heat, which is okay, Matt. Thank you. Matt, 60%
like
annoying.
Oh,
40%.
Only 60.
And 40% not interested.
Oh,
I'm listening.
Okay, so it's actually putting out more light than heat. So
they broke the barrier there.
Yeah,
they
and you know who did that, right? Do you know who figured that out?
Sam Kennison.
Everyone's favorite guy with electricity, Tesla. Tesla invented it 100 years ago.
Is that before or after he invented his death ray?
I'm sure before, but
he invented harp, dude, to manipulate weather.
You know, with the thing about Tesla that I love the most is the fact that he time traveled to the future to continue on as David Bowie, and then lived on
from The Prestige.
Right,
I love that movie.
That movie is a mind fuck and a half.
It's not a mind fuck, but it's awesome,
dude. That ending is not a mind fuck.
Okay, it's a mind fuck. Okay, what do you want?
Fuck you. We're gonna fight.
Spoilers. Okay,
it's
so
been coming a long time, Bijou.
Okay, so all right, LED. That's my favorite shit. That's my jam. That's my shit.
Listeners note: if you go back to episode Schmeh, you will actually remember that Roger had that as one of his pieces, the LED.
LED right. lights. I do prefer. Like, let me tell you right now. Like, I hate the yellows of the light.
No,
when you drive up to when you drive up to a store and everything's all yellow, those LED lights they got out there make it all bright and beautiful. Yeah. Sometimes it looks like day. You're just like,
yeah, my whole house is LED. My entire house is LED.
Oh, well, but these have a nice warm color to them.
Yeah, because it just depends on the temperature you get. Yeah.
The temperature,
dude, my wife has a very aesthetically based sort of sensibilities, and she, like, you have to be precise, and all the light in a certain area, it all has to match, you know, it all has to be the same temperature. I could give a fuck.
Oh, no, I'm very temperature specific in my house. I put warmer temperatures in the bedrooms, cooler temperatures in the general spaces like the living room, kitchen, and whatnot. My garage has cooler temperatures, too. And that's just the way I like to keep it.
That way the hookers don't thaw as quickly. You see?
But, so, what would you think?
Just glossed right over that shit.
So, the LED, what do you think it puts out in heat?
I would say, like,
100 centigrade.
Right? I mean,
no, it puts out 20% heat, 80%
really?
Light.
So, there is still a little bit of heat coming
out. Yeah, there's heat coming out.
Eat man.
Some of the more efficient ones are 90-10. So, I mean, it's just like, it's a substantial increase. So that's why you have a 13-watt light bulb that's LED putting out the equivalent of a 60-watt light bulb.
Because there's no waste heat.
Yeah, there's no waste. So it's just like, boom, I'm in. even, and that heat is usually generally put out by the power supply used to convert the AC to DC to put out the electricity, because LEDs are strictly...
I could shove a bulb up my ass and not worry about burning myself.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roger.
You could.
You're welcome.
I'd like to see that. Next time on Three Easy Pieces.
Three Easy Pieces.
There are also a few different styles of light bulbs, like the cold cathode tube. There's also transistorized light, which are like the Tron Electroline lights that you see on like the suits that they wear. Mm-hmm. That's a different type of light, and it just heats up, you know, a piece of material, and that creates that luminescence. They're called electroluminescent strips. Or
is it like a chemical process though that's doing this?
Well, there's chemical. Yeah, there's.
So we're actually like we're crossing the line, because you were like trying to do all like just electrical processes, correct? So like this. Is,
right, but I mean, it's so still electricity is used to.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
I see. No, that's fine.
And there's also neon light,
right?
Which is not as efficient as fluorescent light. And it puts out about a 50-50, so fluorescent or neon gets warm.
But see, there's more art to the neon, because you got to blow the glass and all the shades.
You have to do the same thing with fluorescent.
I will totally blow a glass.
No, you'll blow ass.
I needed the money.
You'll blow ass.
We all have a pass, brother.
Right. No, I'm not going to call you on it. I'm not going to look you in the eye, but I'm not going to call you
on
it.
Dude, whatever. This is coming from the guy who loves Erasure. Or what did you say you liked?
You know, I never really was a big Erasure.
Oh,
or,
what the hell song did you say you liked that I can make fun of right now?
Probably.
Twinkle Twinkle?
Nickelback?
Nickelback. Dude, you like Nickelback?
No, I don't.
I was about to say, there's a line and I can't.
You know what really just blew my mind is that like Avril Lavigne was married to that Chad Kroeger dude. I mean, that just seemed like a weird match.
Wasn't she also married to the guy from Sum 41?
That's right, she was.
Dude,
she divorced him?
Working her way through different...
genres?
Oh, no, but he was like really like bombed out of his head from alcohol or substance abuse.
That's awesome. I wonder what that's like, just a total like, when you wake up, like, how long has it been? Dude, it's been like 10 years. Do you remember anything? Like, oh.
Am I still married to Avril Lavigne? Yeah. No. Okay,
thank
good.
God, I'm going to stop drinking now.
Dude, that's what I loved. Like, I listened to this, watched this Eagles documentary, unfortunately. Like, I feel, like, so weird watching it. But, like, they were like, for 10 straight years, we did nothing but coke. You know, and I was just like, what? And you're just like, yep, every day we'd wake up, every rehearsal, coke, coke, coke. And then it was like, and then we broke up. And I was just like, holy shit.
Well, I tell you,
no wonder you guys broke up.
I watched
the one who looks like a burnout of the Eagles.
They're all
they all do.
Henley look less like a burnout.
Oh. You talking about the lead guy?
Was it Walsh?
Yeah, the Walsh.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Walsh.
Yeah, Joe Walsh.
He was a really burnout looking
guy. No, and that's the guy who's telling all the coke stories. He's like, and then how we got the Eagles is we did some acid after we did some coke after we did some rehearsals.
It was actually this special kind of coke they call coke acid. They actually soak the coke in acid.
I know, but you think at some point, like, hey, guys, like, what do you say? We just take 5 minutes here. You know what I mean? Like,
5 minutes for more coke acid?
We could eat some breakfast and we can.
Oh, 5 minutes,
you know,
to do shrooms?
Some water,
yeah, that sounds,
you know,
good.
You know what I mean?
You mean five minutes to smoke some marijuana, right?
You know, I mean, I can't. You know, I mean, I've. You know, I've done my dabbling.
Hey, this guy doesn't want to smoke marijuana with us.
He's out of the band.
I think so.
It was never weed. They never talked. They were like, you know, I mean, they never talked about the weed. The whole thing they did was talk about coke. And it was
weed?
Like,
we're not a bunch of pussies.
Yeah, it was just like.
And then it turned out.
You want to be in that band? Go play with Led Zeppelin.
And then it turned out they were just talking about Coca-Cola. They were just drinking lots of Coca-Cola all the time.
Oh, they're a bunch of corporate shills, huh?
Dude, the Coca-Cola effect. Defense, I mean.
Defense?
I know. I was using it as a reference to the Twinkie defense.
Oh, I was
This guy.
Wasn't that the dude? No, it wasn't the dude who killed Harvey Milk, was it?
Yes.
It was the dude who killed
the Twinkie defense. Yeah.
Well, see, that's always the second part of the story that, like, nobody ever tells. Is like, oh, the dude was able to use the Twinkie defense to, you know, plead against his. He wasn't convicted, was he?
I think he got, like, put to a mental institution as opposed to serving hard
time.
Well,
yeah, I mean, we do the Twinkie defense. But
you
should have
the Twink defense, though.
Oh,
killed
I ate too many Twinks.
I see what you're saying.
Hey, fellas.
No, but my point was going to be is that, like, only...
You know what, though? Twinkies go really good with milk. I'm sorry.
I don't know where you were going with that.
I don't know, but
this guy. 8 o'clock in the morning. We got the traffic going. Are we not doing that anymore?
No.
No, okay. Thank God.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right, well, I think this is a pretty good spot to...
You know what? No, Matt. No, I'm not ready to stop.
Okay, you
no,
keep
I'm
going.
Okay, I'm okay.
No,
I'm okay. Okay.
We just glossed over my topic.
Why don't you end it there, Bijou?
No, I don't want to gloss. I mean, hey, have we? Roger made a good point. Have we glossed over his topic?
Yeah,
you guys... Do you even remember what his topic is?
It was about light, but he didn't really pose a question.
Was it really about light?
No, I'm not doing the question thing. I'm just explaining how, like... electric light works.
I didn't mean to gloss over it. Go ahead.
What about the most important electric light, and that is the electric light parade at Disneyland?
They're switching over to LED.
And they also play some kick-ass synthesizer music while it goes on.
Do you remember the Chicago's Fair 1920? They had some lights there, boyo. Let me tell you. That was an introduction to the light bulb. That's the thing that gives off 80% heat, remember? You were talking
yeah,
about
they
it.
Can do
see,
that.
I retain.
What about the sodium lights, or what do they call those?
Those are a form of incandescent. They're just doped with sodium instead of just a vacuum.
Right.
They suck all the air out. They fill it with the sodium gas, mm-hmm. and that creates more luminescence. It's similar to a fluorescent in the fact that they have, like, you know, a filament, and the filament excites the gas in there. It's similar to a
it
neon.
Sounds dirty when you talk about it. Roger.
Yeah, dude. It's, yeah, man,
You're welcome.
Keep your Roger over there.
Yeah, I know. I'll start talking scientific topics, and it does sound kind of dirty, doesn't it? It's just like,
well, either that, or we're just really trying to push the whole VCR thing.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
it's
an identity, and if it doesn't stick, then we really don't. We're trying to pigeonhole you. If we can't, then you know, we don't have a
it's
show.
It's not really pigeonholing. I mean,
oh, I've been in pigeonholing.
I'm just calling.
Oh, there it is.
See what I'm saying? That's so verbal. So creepy.
All right, so this was Three Easy Pieces. My name is Verbal Creepy Roger.
Uh-huh.
I'm with the Matt in Black and Beezer.
There we go.
He got
took
you.
It. Ooh. All right, well, last word, bitches.
Last word,
bitches. Last word, last.